In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. There are some words in the Holy Quran such as justice, goodness, equity, and weighing scales, etc. We are going to attract your kind attention to their hidden meanings. There are many verses that mention justice, goodness, equity, and weighing scales actually mean the vilaya of 12 infallible imams, and on the contrary, words like disbelief, evil, transgression and disobedience stand for the enmity and rejection of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam.
First verse. Indeed Allah enjoins the doing of justice, and the doing of good to others, and the giving to the kindred, and He forbids indecency, and evil, and rebellion. He admonishes you that you may be mindful. The Holy Quran 16:90. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim said that justice refers to witnessing the formula of faith: there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Doing of good refers to Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and indecency, evil, and rebellion refer to the three most unjust persons. That is the Pharaoh, Haman, and Garun of this nation, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman. In Irshad al-Ghulub, there is a tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that justice refers the confession to the oneness of Allah, prophethood of Muhammad, and giving to the kindred refers to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and the Imams from the descendants of Imam Hussein, alayhim as-salam. Indecency, evil and rebellion are those who did injustice on the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, killed them and usurped their rights, as said before. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that justice refers to confess the oneness of Allah, and giving to the kindred refers to the giving of imama by the imam to the next imam, and indecency, evil, and rebellion is the love of the unjust imams, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman. There is a tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that justice refers to two witnesses, and doing of good refers to the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and indecency the first unjust caliph, Abu Bakr, evil is the second unjust caliph, Umar, and rebellion is the third unjust caliph, Osman. According to another tradition, justice refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever follows the Prophet has done justice, and good refers to Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. Whoever accepts his vilaya has accepted goodness, and the doer of good means one who performs good deeds, his abode is paradise. And giving to the kindred refers to the observance of our relationship, because Allah commanded the love and affection of our sons, and prohibited the people from indecency, evil and rebellion. That is to love those who have revolted against us, and committed injustice and savagery upon us and called the people towards others. The Blessed Furat ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that justice is the Prophet, good is Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and giving to the kindred is the Lady Fatima, salam ala alayha.
Second verse. And Allah sets forth of two men, one of them is dumb, not able to do anything, and he is a burden to his master, whenever he sends him, he brings no good, can he be equal with him who enjoins what is just, and he himself is on the right path? The Holy Quran 16:76. Some commentators have said that the Almighty Allah has mentioned this example of himself and the idols. Some say that it is the example of an unbeliever and a believer. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that this example is for Amirul Mu'mineen and the Imams, alayhim assalam, and their enemies such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman. Because Amirul Mu'mineen and other infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, used to command the people with justice by their words and deeds, and they were on the right path. And Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and other deviant tyrant despots, as well as their followers, have not been and will not be forever qualified to define the truth and justice, to guide the people to the right path, in deeds and speeches, to effect the divine tasks of the position of Imama, and even worse, they led billions of people astray by their authority. How can the two parties be equal? On the basis of this interpretation, it is possible that Master refers to Allah, or the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Because in whenever the Prophet sent Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman in a battle, they used to run away, and no good action was performed by them. This interpretation of the verse is much more suitable than others.
Third verse. Every promise shall be questioned about, and give full measure out, and weigh with a true balance, this is fair and better in the end. The Holy Quran 17:35. The Blessed Sayyid Ibn Tawuz, from the Tafsir of Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Imam Muzak Azim, alayhi salam, that, promise, refers to that which the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had taken, from the people about the love and obedience of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and that they would not oppose him, not prefer themselves to him in caliphate, and neither would they cut of relations with him. And he also told the people that, on the day of judgment, Allah would question them, how they dealt with the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and the Book of Allah. Balance, refers to the Imam who rules the people with justice. And the command of the 12 infallible Imams, is the scale of justice. That is why, he says that, and give full measure out, and weigh with a true balance, this is fair and better in the end. He who knows best the interpretation of the Holy Quran, he knows better, how to rule among the servants of Allah. This tradition is supported by the one narrated by the Blessed Khulaini in the explanation of the verse. And we will set up a just balance on the day of resurrection. The Holy Quran 21:47. That the Imam said that, the just balance, is the Prophet and his divinely ordained infallible vicegerents.
Fourth verse. Forgive people, and enjoin towards good, and remain away from the ignorant ones. The Holy Quran 7:199. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that good refers to the vilaya of the infallible Imams, alayhi salam. Indeed, the ignorant ones means the tyrants, the despots such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman and their followers.
Fifth verse. We sent down in the Quran, that which is a cure and mercy for the faithful, and it increases the wrongdoers only in loss. The Holy Quran 17:82. The Blessed Ayashi, has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, Imam said, the glorious Quran is a cure and mercy, for the faithful believers, to the vilaya of 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as salam. The statement, and it increases, the wrongdoers only in loss refers to those who have committed injustice on Ali Muhammad, and those who have usurped their rights, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman. The verse was brought by Jibreel in this way, and it increases only to the perdition of the unjust who committed injustice with the right of Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam.
Sixth verse. Say, my Lord has only prohibited intentions, those of them that are apparent as well as those that are concealed. The Holy Quran 7:33. Commentators have said that, it refers to fornication, whether it be apparent or concealed. The Blessed Muhammad Ibn Mansur, in explanation of the verse, has narrated, from the just servant of Allah, Imam Muzak Azim, alayhi salam, that, he said, the Quran is such that for it, there is an apparent and a hidden meaning. So, the entirety of what Allah prohibited in the Quran, it is the apparent, and the hidden from that, are the tyrannical imams or false leaders such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman, and the entirety of what Allah, the Exalted permitted in the book, it is the apparent, and the hidden from that, are the imams of the truth. Therefore, the intentions in the human societies, are coming from the satanic policies of the accursed false leaders.
Seventh verse. And when they commit an indecency, they say, we found our father doing this, and Allah has enjoined it on us. Say, indeed Allah does not enjoin indecency, do you say against Allah what you do not know? The Holy Quran 7:28. The Blessed Kolaini has narrated that Muhammad ibn Mansur asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, about the meaning of this verse. Imam replied, have you have seen, or heard anyone claiming that, Allah has commanded me fornication or drinking wine, or to do similar prohibited deed? He said, no. The Imam said, then what are these indecent acts, and bad deeds, about which they claim that, Allah has ordered them? The narrator said, Allah and his valet know better. Imam said, this verse was revealed for the unjust rulers, about whom the opponents and deviant people claim that Allah has ordered us to follow them. So Allah made it known that they are attributing falsehood to Allah. Allah has mentioned their obedience as indecency, because it is a great sin near Allah that degrades a servant.